Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Chaf Alef of Masechtas Menachos. Some of the topics we learned about include Dam Shebishlo Ei Malchu, where the one is liable to curse for consuming blood that was cooked or salted. The Gemara discusses several possible factors, including Kan Shehikfa Be'ur Ei Bechama, if he cooked it and hardened it with fire and it can no longer return to its original consistency, or in the sun, where it can return to its original consistency. Or Chatois HaChitzainis Ei Chatois HaPnimias, the blood of Aru Chatois, which are placed on the Mizbeach, or the blood of Inu Chatois, which are sprinkled. Dam Chaitzitz, where the moist or dry blood on the person is a Chatzitza, which separate between him and the waters of the mikveh, invalidating his immersion. This may depend whether Sarach, if the blood is sticky. Melech, various halachas regarding salt and karbanos, including Mei Melech using brine. Timlach, to salt it generously. Melech Sedoimis, it's preferable to use salt that comes from the salty water that washes up on the shore. Moilimboy, where the one is liable for me'ila for benefiting from salt. Shia kahanim noyesin behen, whether the kahanim may use the salt in the wood found in the mikdash, either lamloich iris kachim to salt their hides, lamloich karbanim to salt their karbanas, lachilis kachim to salt the portion they eat, or lachila de chulin to salt the ordinary food they eat with the carbon. Ha'ima harealai mincha, if someone donates a mincha, whether he may use communal lavaina, melach, etzim, the lavaina, the salt, or the wood of the mikdash. Kain sheshekel, whether a kain is obligated to donate the annual matzah shekel to the mikdash.